since you always had to have an electrode in contact with neural tissue, that basically meant you always did it in an animal. Until I met Reed and found out that there are ways you can do it in humans, which is profound, right? This is the first time that this has ever happened. On top of that, his twist on the method allows us to measure more than one neurotransmitter at a time. And I don't want that to be lost on you. That is a huge deal. I mean, even in animal models, we have not been able to do that well. So this is not only the first time you're seeing these signaling molecules in humans, it's the first time you're seeing them able to dance. We've never been able to see the dance floor before.